What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. I hope your day is going well. Joining me on the line this morning is regular guest this time each Wednesday, and today is no different, but it is for the last time for this year. A very good morning and welcome Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Morning, Simon.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm going very well. Here we are. It is our last chat for this year. Can you believe it?
I can't. The year has just rushed by, and amazing. I'm sitting down here in Albany today, looking out over the harbour, and looking forward to a nice Christmas break next week.
Simon, can you just quickly describe what you are looking at down there in Albany?
I'm looking out the window of the new Hilton Garden Inn, and I can see the new entertainment centre, the new Spoolboat Marina, and some nice new restaurants. So it's really coming alive down here. Great place to visit over the break.
That's so good. We'll enjoy that little time down there. We'll wrap up for the year. What would you like to chat about today?
Basically, I thought it would be useful to summarise the main legal issues that arise over the Christmas break and come up with a few tips to help people navigate the season and the break. Unfortunately, whilst for most of us it's a happy and festive time, Christmas break, for too many people, families and individuals, and a lot of children, it can be a really rough time for a number of reasons. So touching base on a few ways to avoid all of that is what I thought we would do.
So as you were saying that, I'm thinking about a lot of families find it quite challenging as well, with blended families, and that can be a challenging time at this time of the year, at Christmas time.
Very, very challenging, especially if it's your first Christmas post-separation and you find yourself without your children perhaps for Christmas Day. And look, it's a spike in a family lawyer's year, unfortunately. We see huge arguments over contact changeover, over interpreting court orders, and just generally, I think, unfortunately, in the heat of emotion, parents putting their own issues and arguments ahead of the best interests of the child. So my number one tip, broadly speaking, is just press hold. No matter how much heat and acrimony there is, press pause and focus on this being the children's time of year and make it happy for them. That'd be my first tip.
So, and even, it's probably, there's still time, isn't there, to have those discussions before. A lot of it revolves around the actual day, Christmas Day. Are they going to, are they going to dad's for lunch? Are they going to mum's for lunch? Or where are the kids going? That can be a good time to be really discussing it now, prior Christmas Day.
I agree. And so, look, if you haven't got a parenting plan or family court order setting out an agreement as to where the children go and when and who picks them up and things like that, you've got time to at least get a parenting plan together. You can either knock that up, between yourselves with the help of a counsellor perhaps, or use a mediator. Usually some family law advice is needed, and it's pretty straightforward for good quality family lawyers to knock up a nicely worded, easy to understand agreement, even if that agreement is for and only for the Christmas period. But without that in writing, without something to refer to, things do tend to go a bit pear-shaped.
Simon, I'll put you back on hold there. Enjoy the view down there at Albany. While I play a song, we'll come back and chat some more.
Sounds good.
Good on you, Simon. My guest on the line this morning from Albany is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Back after this one from Alicia Keys. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line is regular guest Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, and we started talking about tips for surviving Christmas and also the holiday period, particularly when you've got blended families. Simon, what about, it can be a very tense time for mum and dads and also the kids. What's your suggestion or your tips regarding avoiding having an argument?
I think once we deal with the realities of planning to focus on the children and not on yourselves, reaching a handshake agreement on that, no matter how tense things are. The big issue that comes up is obviously sticking to it, but we tend to see those families survive because they have plans and they have just agreed to put the hatchet aside and focus on making Christmas special, particularly for the children. Mm. And it's the remaining families and individuals generally that cause the most trouble and I think need, how shall I put it, need to take stock the most clearly ahead of Christmas are those where there's either a history of domestic violence or where things are so tense, where things are so knife-edge that proper planning is needed to avoid domestic violence or family violence breaking out. Now, I say that in the context of police figures relating to the 2019 Christmas and New Year period. So in that time, there was a 26.1% increase in general police tasks related to family violence. There was an 18.6% increase in the number of incidents involving children being exposed to domestic violence. There was a 20% increase in family violence-related investigations of serious crime, and a 26.2% increase in the average daily number of interim violence restraining orders. So they're pretty massive figures, and it's just proof again that at this time of year, it's not always a happy time, that there is a big spike in something as awful as domestic violence during what should be the happiest time of the year, perhaps.
True. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. Keen to talk to you and get some tips on how we can navigate this. And there's still time, being the 15th of December, so we're still 10 days out. And you mentioned having a plan earlier, so there's still time to put in place a plan, that is for sure. Rightio,
absolutely.
Simon, I'll put you back on hold there. You can continue enjoying the lovely view down there in Albany. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Back after this. Nature, Mary's Boy Child. Love that version. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek is on the line, regular guest from HHG Legal Group. Simon, I drove through a random breath test this morning at 7:50 in the morning, and I couldn't believe, one, it was set up, and two, the cars that were pulled over, not going anywhere, obviously testing positive to a random breath test at 7:50 in the morning. Can you believe it?
The mind boggles, doesn't it? That is so early, and it shows the extent of this problem. And would you believe it spikes even further over Christmas? Mm. It's a fact in our country that 30% of all deaths on the road are caused by drink driving. It just gets worse over the Christmas period. And double demerits, it's incredible how many applications we get come January, February for extraordinary driver's licenses, etc. Because, you know, to be honest, normal Aussies who don't have a major drinking problem have lost their licenses in this way, just getting a little bit too merry at Christmas.
Oh, so you see that in January as people are looking for the... Oh, wow, I didn't realise that. Interesting. Simon, also keen to touch on, we're talking about Christmas should be such a happy time of the year, but it is not for everyone. When we think about a lot of people that are lonely and also dealing with mental health, and also the borders are not opening until February. So whether you agree with that or not, it still becomes an issue at Christmas time for families.
I think that's right. And this is the year psychologists and family lawyers and others are saying it's probably going to hit West Australians the hardest when they haven't been able to see their family for what for many is three Christmases in a row, if that first one pre-COVID just happened to be one they deliberately stayed in WA. There's a lot of people getting advice over feeling very down already, contemplating another Christmas day away from home. So I think we need to be mindful of that, and I just raise the very important issue of access to help if things get too rough. Beyond Blue and Lifeline, as we all know, have amazing free mental health services available by phone. They'll be running all through Christmas, and they just do such great work, and there's no shame or stigma in getting down. Just, ring those organisations and ask for some help. I think it's important give a shout out to the amazing free community Christmas lunches that are being run by the Salvos and others all over Perth, all over WA, in fact. Just don't worry about being on your own. In fact, don't be on your own. You know, get up out of the house and join one of these lunches. I had the privilege last Christmas of working in the kitchen as the Salvos ran a free Christmas lunch in Bentley.
Oh, wow.
And it was just wonderful seeing so many people who would have otherwise been stuck at home on their own coming together and having a great Christmas lunch.
Oh, Simon, that's a great reminder. Look, thanks for reminding me of that now, listeners, as well. There are so many events for people that if they have got nowhere to go, yet the Salvos do an amazing job, and there's a whole bunch of other churches around and organisations around Perth that are doing exactly the same thing for breakfast and or lunch on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anyone wants to help them out, tell you what, I had a great time. It was a real blessing.
Good on you, Simon. Simon, look, we are out of time once again. Really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us today from Albany. And thank you for the whole year as well. We really appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but we really do appreciate your support here at 98.5 and coming on and having a chat each and every Wednesday. So thank you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas with your family.
You too. Look, guys, just same thing. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to be able to help Sunshine. And I hope that some of the legal advice and other issues we've touched on have been of use and interest. And, yeah, I'd like to wish all our listeners a very, very happy Christmas.
Good on you, Simon. Really appreciate that. My guest on the line this morning, as is every Wednesday, was Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. And just a quick reminder about that phone number for Lifeline is 13 11 14.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.